Full Service Radio programming is available on our website, fullserviceradio.org, and as a podcast, thanks to Simplecast. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Full Service Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live on Full Service Radio, broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, DC. We're here live every week, even this holiday week. Very excited about that. You can listen in anytime at fullserviceradio.org. You can catch up on past episodes at directmessage.fullserviceradio.org. And as always, I'm your host. I'm Morgan West. I am founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. You've seen us on IG, we're on Twitter, at A Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy across new media. This podcast is just one of the ways that we do it. We have 1 million strong hashtag content-filled feed on social, meaning that when you scroll through A Creative DC, the hashtag feed and the account itself, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from the people and projects who populate it, digitally and IRL. So we work to shift perception of creative Washington, D.C. There is just zero way we could do that alone. This project exists to amplify the content that's going in and make it accessible. So whether it's about art or events or local economy, more often than not, those are all actually one and the same. And today, we're going to focus on art and visuals, and I'm very excited about this glitter. We're going to talk about glitter because I just don't get to say that sentence that often, which is why I'm so excited to be in studio today with artist Jordan Wine. Jordan, hello.
Hello. Thanks Hi. For having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here. So everybody listening, you can get a look at Jordan's work on Instagram at Jordan Wine. That's J-O-R-D-A-N-N Wine, W-I-N-E. You've probably gone your whole life saying this, but Jordan with two N's.
Jordan with two N's, wine like you drink.
There you go. Perfect. And you can also check out her work at her website, jordanwine.com. Jordan is inspired by sacred geometry, so she draws on classic forms and color gradients to invite reflection on the infinite. And as you take in her work, as you kind of scroll through her Instagram feed or kind of click through pages on her website, this all makes so much sense. It's circles and triangles and patterns. It is metallics and reflections and, again, glitter. Mm-hmm. But in addition to creating her own body of work, Jordan most recently is also the organizer of a group show called, this is perfect, We Met on Instagram.
Specifically through the A Creative DC hashtag.
Which is unbelievable. Yeah. I can't even believe you're here. This is so exciting. So this show is up at Willow Street Gallery. It's up until July 29th. There's additional programming kind of all around it throughout the month. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And Jordan, we're going to talk about you today too, which I'm just like so jazzed about. So thank you again for being here.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So again, you know, we kind of went into Jordan's work. It is just like, it's so beautiful. And it really is. It's like, I mean, I don't know if this is okay. It's just like very zen. It is incredible to kind of like look at and take in. And so really like, let's start with that. Let's like start by talking about your work. How long have you been an artist?
Professionally about 3.5 years.
Wow.
But since I was 5, that's when I took my first real art class that I can remember.
I love that.
Yeah. I've loved art. But in college I actually stopped making art for a number of years, like 4 or 5 years. I was in New York City, got focused on what I was studying.
Which, what were you studying?
Sustainable entrepreneurship. So ethical business.
Wow.
Environmental and social responsibility aspects.
Which is not like totally removed from being an artist at all, right?
It's been super helpful in becoming a one-woman business owner.
I imagine that it would be. Okay, so but you weren't practicing during this time.
No, and I actually ended up having some severe depression from all sorts of exterior things, interior stuff happening. And about 5-6 years ago, I started drawing again. Mm. I was taking time for myself to kind of sort out this depression. I was just doodling about 10 hours a day.
Wow.
And I started to realize, wow, this is a huge part of myself that I've neglected for years. And I would say like 70% of that depression, anxiety that was all stuck was relieved because I started being creative again.
That's unbelievable. So it's almost, it was art is like self-guided therapy.
Yes. So my work, a goal of it is that people can view it and feel calm, feel grounded, can have sort of a respite from this world we live in and have moments of beauty or moment of peace.
Yeah, and it truly does lend that. I mean, again, I'm on Jordan Wine on Instagram right now, and it's beautiful. It's repetitive. I mean, looking at I love the videos that you post.
Thanks.
You've kind of like long posted these videos on Instagram that are that show your process. So you know, I'm clicking right now on a video of you. It is just, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of triangles,
yeah.
And your hand is, you know, you're protecting the work with like a sheet of tracing paper,
yep.
And you are just like meticulously and repetitively like drawing these triangles.
Yeah, I
wow.
don't. On my large scale murals, I'll use like straight edges, but when I draw it by hand, I just draw it by hand. No ruler, straight edge. I don't draw it ahead of time for the triangle pieces.
Wow.
And that process is something that has helped me significantly. It helps me get out of my head, helps me just think about, oh, I have to make a triangle. Oh, I have to make another triangle. Here we go. Let's keep going. And that repetition, although redundant and tedious, is meditative for me.
Wow. Unbelievable. So yeah, so it sounds like there's meditation going in, and then on the other side of that, the pieces, the ultimate kind of what comes out on the other side allows the viewer to do that
right.
as well.
Right.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay. So, Jordan, you work in a lot of different, you know, you just mentioned murals, and then we're talking about like tiny, small scale things. So like,
mm-hmm.
How are you able to work in such different scales? Like, do you have to have like a different mindset when you're, because you've done some kind of larger murals around the
yeah.
city. You just did somewhat recently, you did a powwow.
I did powwow last summer.
Which
so
is a
powwow DC last summer.
Yeah,
and that
big
was
mural
like
festival.
Right. That was like 120 feet long. I successfully did that with the help of so many wonderful friends.
Wow.
Because we only had like 9 days and I decided to do like really clean circles. And it looks easy to do, but in fact, it's really time consuming to just make clean edge circles.
I bet it is. I mean, it's almost like cliche to say out loud, but it's like, that is like a thing, right? It's like, if you can draw a circle, like you can do anything, frankly.
Well, I do use a compass when I draw the circle, but
you would have to, right? When you're doing a 120 foot
yes.
mural. And so where is that? Is that Metropolitan?
It's now been covered up.
But oh, okay.
It is
most recent.
Mm-hmm, but it is on the Metropolitan Branch Trail.
Amazing.
Near NoMa.
And you've done some other kind of like interior mural
mm-hmm.
situations.
I've done a few for Lululemon. I did, they recently reopened a store in Bethesda. Bethesda Row, and I did a nice size triangle mandala. So the triangle drawings that I've been doing that you were referencing on Instagram, the video, I've enlarged them to start painting them as murals. So I think that one was about 8 feet in diameter, and that was a lot of fun because my goal ultimately, if somebody has like a 60 foot by 60 foot wall out there, I'd like to do a 50, 40, 60 foot triangle mandala on someone's exterior wall.
Wow. All right. Just putting that out into
yeah.
the universe.
You know, I figured.
Love that. So guys, if you're just joining us, we're in the studio today with artist Jordan Wine. That's Jordan with two N's. Her work is all about sacred geometry. It started out as therapeutic for her to kind of throw herself into art and spend time on it and kind of get out of her own head. And the work that she produces really allows the viewer to do that as well. So I love that you're talking about, you're like, I'm going to do a 60-foot mural next. Like, this is my plan. But, you know, you started kind of after a period of not producing any art to kind of producing things just like that you could do with your hand and a pencil. So how do you, in the span of 3.5 years, I mean, how do you get to, I mean, I don't even know what my question is here. Like, how do you do a 60-foot mural? Like, I mean, this obviously came very naturally to you, but how much time are you spending per day on this?
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
But I've definitely put a lot of work into it. I'm originally from Bethesda, actually. And when I first moved back to the D.C. area about 3.5 years ago, I got a studio at where I'm currently located, DC Art Studios, which we'll talk about a little later. But I ended up working there like 10 to 16 hours a day. I lived about a half hour away, so I didn't want to drive all the way there and then come back. So I was using it as a way to sort out my feelings still. I would go in there, I would make art, and it was great. And there were so many leaps and bounds in those moments. And I started with triangle, like with drawing, and I started working with glitter. I had experimented with it before, but I really, that moment gave me a chance to really explore how I could use glitter.
Keep on this path. Keep on this sparkly path.
So while I was in college and not really making art, I had gone into an art store. I saw this set of 12 vials of glitter from Martha Stewart. It was the most beautiful rainbow thing I've ever seen. And I bought it. And I held on to it for a number of years. And I experimented with it a little bit. And I went to an arts I went to an art school in Greece, actually. Once I started to realize that art was so important to me, when I was struggling with depression and started drawing again, I found this art school in Greece, and I woke up one morning, I was like, I gotta go. And a week later, I went.
Wow.
And while I was there, it was more traditional program, figure drawing, still lifes with oil painting. But I was a sponge. I loved it. It was on a beautiful island in Paros. The school is actually called the Gian Center for Fine Arts. And I couldn't believe I had this opportunity to just create art. And in my free time, when I wasn't in classes, I started experimenting with glitter.
Oh, I see.
And they looked at me like, we do oil painting. You're using glitter?
Well, I love that. I mean, that is something that's so worth talking about, is the fact that you're using a medium that is like traditionally craft, belongs to craft, right? Yes. And there is like, you know, it's so funny because we always say arts and crafts, but then you dive into it and there is a deep, deep divide in certain places between those two things.
Yeah, and I often actually have to kind of justify my work and say, you know what, you need to look at it. It's not just glitter. It's painterly glitter.
Wow.
It's brought to a whole different level, and my work actually has a lot of texture, so the photos you see on Instagram of that work don't do it a justice, really. I'm trying to figure out how to show people the work better through a photo.
Yeah, that is so fascinating because, okay, so this is so interesting. I want to talk about glitter for three more days. But we we could, actually. How much time do you have?
Sure.
This is so fascinating to me. So you're originally from Bethesda. You know, you went to New York for college, where you did not create art at all. And then kind of shortly afterwards, or perhaps while you were still there.
No, I had left.
After, wow. Okay, so you kind of, the lid came off.
Yeah.
And you really started using art to just kind of like work through depression and, you know, kind of using it as a self-guided therapy. You really committed to kind of taking the path of an artist. So I love this decision. It almost sounds, I don't want to denigrate it, but it does sound like almost like a whim. You're like, no, this is like what I need to do. Like, I need to go to Greece and learn.
My intuition told me that. I listen to my intuition, and when it says, hey, Jordan, maybe you shouldn't do that or you should do that, I listen. And I actually knew it was the best thing for my health and well-being to experience that, which has now led to a career, a passion, something I love doing. And I have found a true part of myself.
I was going to say, I mean, it sounds like your intuition absolutely led you down the correct path, because now here we are, it's 2018, you've been an artist professionally for about 3.5 years. And you've done that in DC. So, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, kind of some of your murals have been featured in Lululemon stores. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I think you are really, really savvy with social media and showing process and practice. And is that how people are kind of finding you for projects? I mean, I guess like my core question is like, how are you making a living at this professionally?
Yeah, it's word of mouth. I guess Instagram, well, I know Instagram, you've actually, A Creative DC's posted a few images of mine and I've gotten direct return from
it. Oh, that's so good.
Which has been really pretty cool to see that that it actually is facilitating not just community growth, which it's also done for me, but it's facilitated business growth.
That's amazing.
But word of mouth, I think people have Googled mural artist DC and found me. I do post. There are a few like organizations for artists in DC, like Washington Project for the Arts. They have a membership page. So through all those avenues, people have found my work, and I feel very honored to be asked to do some really cool projects.
Yeah, that's amazing. So guys, we talked a little bit. We're here today with Jordan Wine, by the way. So she works with glitter among many, many other things. She works large scale, she works small scale, but all of her work is really inspired by sacred geometry. It is meditative. It's a meditative practice. It's a meditative product. And it's always so interesting to me to talk to people who, you know, are just like, yes, I'm an artist and I'm here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So I think before we go to the break, I'd love to talk a little bit about, as you mentioned before, D.C. Art Studio.
Yeah.
So you have a studio, and you've had a studio now for several years. So yes. I think maybe like let's kind of go to the time before you had a studio, and let's talk about kind of like when you knew it was time for you to get one.
Well, I'd been living in Idaho. Was planning on moving to Colorado, but came back home for a vacation to see my family. And when I had been in Greece, an artist there was like, you should do a mural. And I was like, okay. So I tried doing a mural here.
I'll take this advice.
Yeah. I was like, I'll try it because I say yes to things. So I did a mural here on a free wall that I had access to. And I said to the folks, I was like, if you want me to paint over this at the end, I'm happy to. I did it. It looked great. And then someone walked by and said, hey, I have a really large mural. A wall that needs to be painted. And it turns out that wall was 24 feet by 90 feet.
Wow.
So my second mural ever, I went from 9 foot by 9 foot to 24 foot by 90 feet. And I just threw myself in.
I love this because you say yes to things.
Yeah. So I decided, okay, makes sense to move back home. And the only way to continue this process that made sense was to have a space to work in.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, when you're painting something that large, I mean, it's funny. Being an artist takes space.
Yeah.
Just period.
Well, and to explore concepts and to not intrude on other people you potentially live with.
Yeah.
Or your own home. Even if you live alone, like it's nice to have a separate space to work in, kind of separate those two elements.
Absolutely.
But I found DC Art Studios. It's actually been around for 40 years. They'll be celebrating their 40th anniversary next year. There's over 80 artists in the space. So unless I'm mistaken, I believe it's the largest art space with active artists in it in Washington, D.C.
Wow. So affordable studios for artists of all disciplines located at the Tacoma Metro in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah. D.C. Art Studios. So, wow. How many? 70 artists?
Over 80.
Over 80.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It fluctuates depending on vacancies, availability. Some studios are shared. Some are like a number of people are sharing it. Some are single studios. But we have a variety of artists. So I do glitter. We have photographers. We have oil painters. We've had sound designers, architects,
wow,
someone who makes mirrors. So it's really interesting, actually. And there's a wide variety of ages and backgrounds and subject matter. So that has also been a huge impact on my art making, because
I'm sure.
I've learned from one of my best friends is 72 and gay, and I have another friend, she's in her 40s and does conceptual work. So I've just been influenced by, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Different influences. And mm-hmm. I think proximity is so important, like mm-hmm. proximity to different mediums, to people working in different areas, right? Because you're all essentially yeah. in the same field but doing vastly different work. So
yeah.
you know, you're in the same space as like DC Shirt and Print.
Yeah, although they're not actually, they're in the building, but they're
okay.
they're a separate tenant.
Okay, like an annexy situation.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know if they ever had the same lease, actually.
Oh, funny. All right. Well, all in the same building, yeah. Even still. There's like even more. So there's the even more than 80
building
artists.
Also.
In opera.
Yeah, the Washington National Opera.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So actually, you know what? Let's talk about that proximity for like 2 more seconds before we cut to break. But I was looking, obviously, I was like going through all of your social media things today to prepare for this. Yeah. And one image that I am so struck by is your profile photo on Instagram. So
yeah.
Everyone listening, if you know, again, Jordan 2Ns wine at on Instagram. It is just this beautiful portrait of you just being just doused by this gorgeous wave of glitter. And that was taken by Jared Soares, who's also a friend of the Creative DC Project, and who used to have studio space over in DC Art Studio as well.
We had studios next to each other, actually, and I said, Jared, I have an idea. Do you want to take photos of me, and I'll buy 11 pounds of glitter, and we'll just throw it around. And he was like,
dream day.
Okay. And what he came up with, or what we created together, was pretty magical.
I love that. So we sent that to Jack here at Full Service, so that will be illustrating this this episode of Direct Message. So if you're listening live, just hang on for it. If you're listening later, it's directmessage.fullserviceradio.org. All right, so my takeaway from that is proximity breeds collaboration. And I love that.
It's a great line.
And and I'm so excited. We're going to cut to break, but when we come back, we're in studio today with Jordan Wine. She is an artist inspired by sacred geometry. She works in all sorts of mediums, lots to do with light and reflections and, of course, glitter. And she is also the organizer of We Met on Instagram, which is a show currently up at Willow Street Gallery in DC Art Studios, which is where she works from. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. This is Direct Message with the Creative DC. I'm your host, Morgan West, and we will be right back.
Original music on the break by Rec Tech. This one's called chillin.bat. soundcloud.com/rectech. WRECKTECH. We'll be right back.
Everybody, welcome back to our special 3rd of July edition of Direct Message with a Creative DC. We're in studio today with Jordan Wine. The front half of this episode, we chatted all about kind of how she really got started using art as therapy, and ended up producing some really just beautifully meditative pieces. She works in all sorts of scale, all sorts of mediums, but really glitter and shine and light and reflection is big for her.
Yes.
So again, you can check out her work, Jordan Wine, Jordan with 2Ns.com, and at Jordan Wine on Instagram. She also, in addition to her personal practice, you take part, actually, I feel like you're kind of constantly showing work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
often. I have a solo show coming up in November as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. So you're busy.
Yeah.
Oh, so all right. So solo show aside, right now, she's showing work in a group show called We Met on Instagram. She's also the organizer of that show. So tell us, let's first of all start with like, where is it? So Willow Street Gallery.
Yeah, Willow Street Gallery is the gallery at DC Art Studios, which is the studio I practice at, located at 6925 Willow Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. It is a community member run gallery. So I think we've had it for a little more than 2 years, approximately. Currently there are 7 members, but we're trying to grow so more DC Art Studios members can participate and kind of have a vision and bring it onto the walls.
That's so interesting. So wait, can we unpack that for a moment? Yeah. So community member run gallery.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of a collective of 7 of you.
Right.
And
we're all members at DC Art Studios. We all are practicing artists who have studio space there. Yeah. So none of us have really clear-cut roles. We try and all do it together, although each show has a showrunner who's the organizer, which is what I am for the We Met on Instagram show. But it's cool. Some people help with one show and then take a break because they have a lot of work for the next. So it's a little cooperative, but also relaxed. And it's meant to be an opportunity to put on shows specifically for emerging artists who haven't had an opportunity really to show. So what's cool for the show We Met on Instagram, a few people haven't really had the opportunities to show as much in gallery spaces. So this was a great stepping stone opportunity to get to hang their work. And
absolutely.
Or show in DC. 3 of the artists actually aren't from DC. They're in the show.
Oh, amazing. So, okay. So this is, I'm like very fascinated by this. Again, I'm so glad you're here to like learn a little bit more about this, but if anybody listening wants to learn about becoming a member of Willow Street Gallery, how can they do that?
Well, actually, I guess we would take outside members.
Oh, it's kind of DC Art Studio centric.
It's the members in the studios who run it.
Oh, amazing. All right. So first step is DC Art Studio membership.
If you need a studio space.
Yeah.
We have availabilities. I don't know. It depends. They come up. We post it on the website as well.
Okay.
God,
that's very cool. Well, I love this concept. So Willow Street Gallery, community member-run gallery. And right now, you are the organizer for this show. And it is called We Met on Instagram. So how did this come together? And 14 artists are involved?
Yeah, 14 artists, including myself.
It's amazing.
But we literally met on Instagram. Mostly through A Creative DC.
Oh, so glad.
So 14 of us are a part of East Coast Arts Collective, which is founded by Anne Marie Kulik, and she's a Northern Virginia-based artist. And she actually started finding all these artists through A Creative DC. And she found artists work she liked, but a lot of artists used color and texture. So that's really what has driven the group together. There are 20 members in that collective, 14 of which are showing. And what's cool about the show is there is such a variety of textures and bright colors, and the show is vibrant and uplifting and joyous. So you get to come in and you see Mark Piccola. He does these really intricate collage-based paintings of text and numbers. And then we have Ingrid Ching, who's from Philadelphia, and she has really textural paintings that each kind of part of the painting is a single small brush stroke, so also very tedious. So it's really cool, and it's been a lot of fun to organize it and get to see the work in person, because I hadn't seen some of the artists' work in person before.
So really, you guys went, so you took digital to IRL with this.
We literally did. So we had an opening a few weeks ago. A number of the artists were there. A number of them had never met before. And so that was pretty cool that it was like, hi, I'm Jordan. Well, I had met everyone because I collected the artwork. But, you know, everyone's like, I haven't met you before, but I totally know who you are.
I love that. It's just such a, I don't even want to, it's so cliche to be like, yeah, it's so 2018, but it is. I mean, I really do look at, you know, especially I think with arts and community and it's just the internet, it's just a resource. It's an extra resource to kind of help maybe make IRL happen when it wouldn't otherwise.
It really has. I've also collected a lot of art off of Instagram.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Like I email an artist I like and I'm like, can I buy that?
That's amazing.
It's been a really interesting tool, and cool because I probably would have never met most of the people that are in that show, many of whom I'm close friends with now.
Wow, that's so neat. And so I love the, so 14 different artists. I love what you said about everything being very colorful and textural. Mm-hmm. People, this sounds like kind of the ultimate show to go see in July.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And Anne-Marie Kulik. So I just want to shout her out real quick because I'm super familiar with her work. She also always tags the Creative DC feed.
Yeah.
But just such a fun kind of like feed to scroll through. And I think like really complimentary. Because I think we've been talking about your work, and I think her work is really fun to view at the same time. So she's at Anne-Marie Marie Kulik Coolick. Wow, so very cool. So we met on Instagram. So this is 14 artists, a group show, visual arts. But there's also programming kind of around this. So you said you had the opening, but you guys are up through July 29th. So what else is on the, what else is on the calendar?
Since we're community volunteer run, we are only open Sundays from 11 to 3, but this coming Sunday, July 8th, we have a portfolio review from 12 to 2 PM. So we have a few different curators, Anne-Marie as well, artist Anne-Marie, photographer and IGDC attaché, I think. Pudi Ting is his hashtag
Albert
his handle.
Ting. Love it.
One of the curators is from Strathmore Arts, and then we have a few other curators. So the goal is to, this is free, open to the public. We do request RSVP, but the goal is to give artists in this area an opportunity to get feedback, learn, figure out either what, like get feedback about their artwork, get feedback about their website. One of the curators has offered to talk about like what's appropriate when showing. What will someone say, like when has a gallery gone too far and asked too much of you, even to give that kind of feedback as well.
Wow. These are like important skill sharing opportunities, it sounds like.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. All right. So folks can sign up for this.
Yes.
How do we do this?
So right now, if you go to at Willow Street Gallery on Instagram, the link to RSVP is on our bio. It's a Facebook link.
Love it. All right. So at Willow Street Gallery on Instagram. Yes, we got a Facebook event link. So everyone make sure to follow Willow Street Gallery as well. Wow. So I love that. Okay. So Sunday, July 8th.
Yeah.
11 to 2. 12 to 2.
12 to 2.
12 to 2. Portfolio review.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I think you said there was an artist talk as well.
So on July 22nd, also from 12 to 2, we have three artists, Mark Piccola, Casey O'Boyle, and Lori Ivy Alexander.
Oh, I love all three of their work.
All three DC-based artists. What we're going to actually talk about is their work, but also how they handle having a full-time job that is not their art profession. There was a New York Times article about how a lot of artists in the past, well, and still now, have had careers as landscapers or accountant, lawyers. Mark is a graphic designer, Casey is a teacher, and Lori is a lawyer. So talking about how that either impacts their work, gives them actual time to really focus on the things they truly want to do, or if it is a burden sometimes to being an artist. So kind of bringing that conversation around. Because a lot of us always talk about, well, how do I get to be a full-time artist? But let's talk about like the reality for a lot of people as well. What am I doing and how do I juggle having these two careers, basically, is what I would say for all three of those people.
Yeah. Wow. It's an amazing lineup of artists as well. So you can catch that artist talk on July 22nd. Is that
12 to 2
on a Sunday?
We're pretty consistent with our times.
Love it. Keeping it simple. Great. So guys, please make sure you check out the show, Willow Street Gallery. It is up through July 29th. And Jordan, let's actually close. Can we talk about what work do you have in the show?
I have a sweet little glitter piece. Well, it's basically a rainbow, a partial circle rainbow. It's on a wood panel, so it's kind of a cool contrast because you see the raw wood behind it. But it's It's a lot of light and color and sparkle.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I hope to catch it IRL some Sunday before July 29th when we met on Instagram closes. Jordan, thank you so much for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's just been so great to talk a little bit more about your work and kind of how it got started. And yeah, thank you. Thank you for putting this beautiful, meditative, glitter-filled work out into the universe.
Thank you.
All right. So, guys, you can keep up with Jordan's work at Jordan Wine. That's Jordan with two N's. And at jordanwine.com on the internet proper. Again, it's just always such a pleasure to kind of get to take these dives with Full Service Radio into the A Creative to See hashtag feed. And that's it for this week on this holiday week. Special July 3rd edition. We'll be back next week. Business as usual. We'll be back on a Wednesday. You can follow along with A Creative DC on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC, online at acreativedc.com. So this project wouldn't exist without perspective outside of our own. We're so grateful to be able to take these little jaunts with Full Service Radio every week. You can follow along with them at fullserviceradio.org, Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I am Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.